This episode of the Dirtbag Diaries is brought to you by Patagonia, makers of high-quality clothing and gear for outdoor sports, world travel, and daily lives lived in harmony with nature. Visit them on the web at patagonia.com.
Hello, this is Brad.
Brad, it's your old friend Fitz. How you doing?
Hey there, Fitz. I'm good. Yourself?
Do you know why I'm calling?
I have an idea, yeah.
So, you on for El Cap?
Yeah, that's the plan, I think. Don't really know a whole lot about it, but I'm always willing to give something new a shot.
So, Brad is one of my oldest friends. He lives in Connecticut, and he works ridiculously long hours at the family construction company. We manage to see each other about once a year since we've graduated high school. So last summer, we're hanging out, and Brad decides to make a friendly wager on a Scrabble game. And I win. He decides he wants to go double or nothing on a game of bocce ball, and I win. And then things go completely south. We start playing cards, and the long story short, I end up winning a lot of money. A ridiculous amount of money from Brad. He tries to pay up, I refuse, and eventually we agree that the money should pay for a plane ticket out west for a week of climbing. Half-jokingly, I actually suggested we climb El Cap. Brad kind of laughed it off, but the next day, I get this email with two words. I'm in.
Past climbing experience. Well, I went to college at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and I did a little bit here and there out there, mostly a lot of bouldering.
Have you ever climbed anything like El Cap?
That's a definite no.
Admittedly, I love torturing my oldest friend, but normally I wouldn't sign up someone who climbs every other year for a trip up El Cap. Brad's got to be the exception to this rule. A few years ago, Brad decided he wanted to go skydiving on a Friday night. The next day, he jumped out of a plane. By the time he turns 30, he will have an MBA and a law degree, both earned while working full-time. When he sets a goal, the follow-through is decisive and immediate, no matter how intimidating the task at hand is. This El Cap goal, Brad's aware that it's a little bit harebrained, but for some reason, it's stuck. Why would you ever think that this would be a good idea just to go climb El Cap? I mean, why not? I mean, is that kind of what you're thinking?
I was on the internet after you brought up the idea and looked through some pictures and whatnot, and it definitely seems challenging, but I think I'm up for it as long as you're doing it properly and you have some people with you who know what they're doing, which I'm hoping that's the case, and it seems to be, so I'm going to put my trust in those people, and put the trust in myself and see what we can do with this.
Are you scared at all?
I don't know if scared is the right word. Definitely nervous, anxious. It's a massive piece of rock, and it's spending some time out west, I've definitely seen mountains and rocks like that, but never really crossed my mind to get out there and see if I can scale to the top.
Why would you ever trust me to take you up this
That's
thing?
That's a good question. I find myself asking myself that often, particularly when you first brought up the idea.
There's nothing more fulfilling than grabbing an idea out of the air, giving it shape, and realizing it. Today, we bring you the Year of Big Ideas, a show all about goals, some big, some small. We've interviewed friends, professional athletes, random people on the chairlifts, anyone we could rope into contributing. So, climb harder, ski faster, push deeper into the mountains than ever before. Here's to dreaming big and going bigger in the new year. I'm Fitz Cahal, and you're listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Just like a certain miss someone that I wanna get up with. Way of the light, everything's alright now. When you're living in the light now. Come on, way of the light.
2008, ski more aggressively. Bumped my first 25 footer I rarely have climbing goals. I don't really think that far into the future, and having a goal requires that.
Goal number one is start a t-shirt company with an environmental focus.
So you're gonna change. You're gonna change the world with t-shirts.
I think so. I want to have like people protest, like yelling, like stop global warming, and look good doing it. So that's one of my goals.
In the long term, get ready to take care of my last couple of qualifications, start a career. And
what are you going to be when you grow up?
What am I going to be when I grow up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm never going to grow up, my friend. But I guess if I had to call myself a grown-up and I was something, I don't know, I'll be a teacher showing the youth that us old timers can still huck our meat. So I'll be a role model.
I have two goals. My first goal is to get sponsored by Skittles so I can climb all over the world.
Like the candy and, Skittles?
Yes. The delicious candy Skittles. And my second goal is to climb harder than my husband, which is somewhat more realistic.
And I want to be outdoors more. One of the things that lacked in my life last year was that I was staring at the computer a lot, and I was actually drawing nature, but that's not the same as being out in the world. And so one of my goals is to bike more, raft, kayak more, be out there more, camp more, and I want to meet more people that do it so that I get motivated to do it as well.
You know, I'm going to Oman. There's a 3,000 foot limestone wall. It's like the biggest wall in the Arabian Peninsula, and I'm going to go there with Zoe Hart, another female climber.
My goal for 2008 is to start a house and complete it. Bought the land 4 years ago.
In all your years, in all your wise years, Ed, have you ever owned a house?
I've never owned a house. Kind of scary.
Do you think you're ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm ready for it.
No more living out of the back of a van or in the...
No. No, those dreams of putting everything I own in one vehicle are gone.
Well, I want to be full singer, and it's definitely like a bit of a reach, but I think I can do it.
I'm going to quit my job and move to Central America.
I already quit the job. I can't.
So you kind of got to go.
Yeah, now I got to go. I'm excited.
Let's see here. I need to start preparing for a big trip down the Baja Peninsula on an enduro bike. And I first got to learn how to ride a motorcycle and then learn how to ride an enduro bike.
Lately, I've been wanting to do more meaningful things. I want to, like, volunteer my time more. I'm getting kind of old, and so I'm getting less selfish, and I see, like, things that we can do as individual people that make a difference.
My goal for 2008 is to go to China and have as many crazy adventures as I can while learning as much about a very small population of Yi people in southern China, Yunnan province, about a stone's throw from Tibet in the New River Basin. That's about it. Do a lot of good climbing while I'm over there too, so. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting school again. That's kind of major for me. I want to successfully get through all these hard science courses that I've never taken.
I got to get my son Griffin off my back and out of the ski carrier and on some skis of his own.
Are you going to create a super Skier?
No, mostly because his ass is getting heavy. I mean, honestly, I can't ski for crap with him on my back anymore. He's too heavy, so...
And I also want to learn to ride switch a lot better so that I can kind of, like, broaden my range of how I can use, you know, big mountain terrain. What are your goals?
Ooh, my goals are, I've got some good ones this year. I'm going to try to ski 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to steal my wife away for 4 surprise getaways.
Oh,
and
that's a great goal.
I want to write two songs.
Send Sheer Face of El Cap this year, and I want to climb a 200-foot fist crack, and I have small hands. Because I think it'll scare the bejesus out of me, and I think that's healthy.
Well, my goal for 2008, I guess, would just try to be able to keep up with all the youngins, I guess, that are up and coming at Squaw.
So basically your tummy is your goal for 2008 is to huck meat.
Goals for 2008 are to learn how to land a jump when not skiing, so as opposed to coming to the cliff and stopping and then what do you call that? Bombing a hole in the snow. I would like to be able to ski away from it. And I would also like to lead a 5'11 crack.
My goal in 2008 is to move to Washington, D.C. and help change the environmental world and make the world more sustainable. It is a job where I'm leaving my security blanket at home. Yeah, I don't have a fallback. It's beyond intimidating. You know, there are moments where I'm sure I'm going to be depressed that I don't have my friends and family. I'm going to be scared because I won't know exactly what I'm doing. But that's how you learn. And that's how you gain the skills to be the person that you want to be in your life. And it takes taking risks and taking chances.
Thanks to everyone who contributed to today's show. If you've got a goal or a dream to be realized in 2008, please leave a comment on our website. Let us know what you're up to. So here's my goal for 2008. I want to make the Dirtbag Diaries my full-time job. Almost a year ago, we embarked on this project. You, the listener, have been there right from the start making this possible. And I haven't always been able to give as much time to the Dirtbag Diaries as I would like, but this year, expect more tall tales, more voices, and more stories from our world's wild places. This is my vow. I'm going to see this project through. I hope you'll make the journey with me. Music today, Gift of Gab, Modaji, The Antlers, and Yours Truly. If you dig the music from our last show, we have highlights from our 2007 music selections available for download on our website, dirtbagdiaries.com. This show is made possible by the generous support of Patagonia. Check out their goal for 2008, Freedom to Roam. It's an incredible effort to create lasting migration corridors between protected places. You can find more information about this environmental initiative online at patagonia.com. On the next show, 3 friends drop into a remote river gorge in South America and get exactly what they bargained for, the vacation from hell. I'm Fitz Cahal, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries.